Thank you and good evening, everyone. The California Highway Patrol Garberville office is investigating a fatal traffic collision early Monday morning that took the life of one man and sent three other people to the hospital with severe injuries. The 20-year-old driver of a 2005 Monte Carlo allowed the vehicle to drift off the roadway on State Route 254 and the car slammed into a redwood tree. The driver was taken to the hospital but later succumbed to his injuries. Three passengers, 20-year-old Sean Bergeron of Phillipsville, 30-year-old Cora Kent Pickens of Garberville, and 16-year-old Christopher Thompson of Rio Dell, were all injured in the crash. Pickens was first transported to a local hospital, but the extent of her injuries meant she was flown to Santa Rosa. A fourth passenger, James Lieberman of McKinleyville, was unhurt in the collision, and the cause remains under investigation. Mendocino County investigators have arrested a 40-year-old Richmond man after setting up an internet sting. The sheriff's office received information that Michael Sparks had been attempting to make contact with a minor in Fort Bragg through Craigslist, and over the course of the month, investigators exchanged emails with Sparks and compiled a slew of lewd emails as a result. Sparks then traveled to Fort Bragg with the intent of meeting the minor, and on Saturday, he met investigators instead. While being interviewed, Sparks admitted he had the intent of engaging in sexual relations with the minor and was found to be in possession of materials to be used to facilitate the act. Sparks was booked into Mendocino County Jail, and bail was set at $50,000. With the passage of Governor Brown's Proposition 30 last week, the Board of Trustees at the California State University will implement a previously approved plan to rescind a $250 fee increase. The rescinding of the fee means a semester at a CSU campus will revert to just over $5,400, and students will either be credited or refunded the money they paid with the fee hike. Enrollment will remain static for the next 6 months as well, but campus admissions offices will begin to review thousands of applications from first-time students that have been placed on hold due to a freeze in new admissions. A new study from the Public Policy Institute of California regarding the state crime rate has been released, and despite anecdotal and local evidence, the state's overall crime rate has been dropping steadily for the past 30 years. Violent crimes are at their lowest percentage since the peak in 1992, a year in which the violent crime rate was 894 crimes per 100,000 residents. That's down in 2011 with 412 crimes per 100,000 residents. Property crimes, which dropped along with violent crimes at the same time period, reached a 50-year low in 2011, with 2,500 property crimes per 100,000 residents. That was down from a high in 1992 of more than 6,000 crimes per 100,000 residents. The crime percentages mirror national trends, and California is now below the national average in both violent and property crimes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news from the Equalization Board that sales taxes are up and better than projected, Eureka City Manager David Tyson spoke about economic development in this city that will help improve the economic picture locally, in particular, the expansion of Lost Coast Brewery.
Lost Coast Brewery is it's permitted by the city. They are in the process of developing their building plans and specs, and those will be submitted to the building department for review and processing. And of course, we're meeting constantly with the owner's representatives to iron out issues. And I understand that there's the land transaction is in the wings and it's ready to happen, so we're about to happen, so that's encouraging.
Tyson also pointed out that the expansion project not only puts local contractors to work, but keeps those brewery jobs in town.
Real excited that the owner, Barbara Groom, has been able to find a location in the city limits of Eureka. I know she was heavily courted by other communities here. And Barbara was a project of the back in the late 80s, early 90s that the city took on to assist. And she's been one of our pride and joys for many, many years, and we're very happy that she chose to stay with us and stay in Eureka and keep those jobs in Eureka and develop a really very nice project in our, for our community.
Tyson, who steps down in December after 10 years in the city manager's office, has been at the forefront of economic development in Eureka. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.